The morning passed, and the cowherd boys became very hungry because they had not eaten breakfast. They approached Krishna and Balarama and said that although the lords could defeat many demons, today hunger was troubling them, and they asked for help. Krishna arranged to show compassion through certain wives of Brahmanas who were performing sacrifices. Those wives were great devotees of the Lord. Krishna told the boys to go to the nearby house of the Brahmanas engaged in a Vedic sacrifice. He explained that those Brahmanas were busy with ritual hymns and were not inclined to chant the names of Krishna and Balarama. Therefore, the boys should ask for charity carefully, even using Balarama's name with respect, since the Brahmanas might respond more readily to a request connected with a Kshatriya name than with Krishna's identity as a cowherd. Ordered by the Lord, the boys went with folded hands, offered respect, and asked for food for Krishna, Balarama, and themselves. They spoke courteously, addressing the Brahmanas as knowers of religious principles. Yet the Brahmanas, absorbed in the details of sacrifice and hoping for elevation to heavenly planets, did not reply, not even with a simple yes or no. They did not recognize that the Supreme Lord was nearby in the form of a cowherd boy. Disappointed, the boys returned and told Krishna and Balarama everything. Krishna smiled and told them not to be sorry. One who begs should not expect success everywhere. Then he asked them to go again, this time to the wives of those Brahmanas. He said those wives were great devotees, always absorbed in thinking of him. "Ask for food in my name and the name of Balarama," he said, "and they will give you as much as you desire." The boys went and found the wives inside the house, beautifully decorated. After offering respectful obeisances, they explained that Krishna and Balarama were nearby with the cows and that the boys were hungry. "Please give something to eat for Krishna, Balarama, and us." Immediately upon hearing Krishna's name, the wives became anxious to serve him. Their response was spontaneous. They busily filled pots with nice food prepared for the sacrifice, food that was palatable and abundant, and prepared to go to Krishna, their most beloved, as rivers flow to the sea. For a long time they had been eager to see Krishna. When they prepared to leave, their husbands, fathers, sons, and relatives asked them not to go. The wives did not turn back. When a devotee is called by attraction to Krishna, bodily ties cannot stop that love. They entered the forest of Vrindavana on the bank of the Yamuna, green with vegetation and newly grown vines and flowers. There they saw Krishna and Balarama tending cows with their affectionate friends. They beheld Krishna's dark complexion, his garment glittering like gold, his forest flower garland, and the peacock feather on his head. He rested one hand on a friend's shoulder and held a lotus in the other, smiling charmingly. Through their eyes, Krishna entered their hearts. Understanding their minds, Krishna spoke to them with a magnificent smile. He honored their devotion, yet he directed them to return home. Their household duties and the completion of the sacrifice still awaited them. And true devotion includes respecting the Lord's instruction, even when the heart longs to stay. The wives accepted his word. They returned, and in due course, their offering was completed in the proper spirit. The cowherd boys received the food and ate with joy, their hunger relieved by the mercy that had come through devoted hands. Later, the Brahmanas understood their mistake. They had been expert in ritual details, yet they had failed to recognize Krishna when he sent his friends to their door. Seeing the pure devotion of their wives, they felt deep repentance. They regretted their pride and their missed opportunity to serve the Lord directly. This pastime does not invite us to ridicule Brahmanas. It teaches with respect that Vedic knowledge finds its fruit in recognizing Krishna. Ritual skill without devotion can miss the Lord who stands nearby, while sincere love, shown by the wives, opens the door of mercy. Krishna cares for hungry friends, honors devoted offering, and corrects pride through repentance that leads the heart back to him. Krishna's smile when the boys returned empty-handed taught patience and service. His second instruction taught discernment. Go where devotion already lives. The wives' journey through relatives' protests teaches that love of Krishna is stronger than social pressure. Yet Krishna's order to return home teaches that he also guides devotees back to duty. The boys eating the food closes the immediate need with gratitude. The Brahmana's repentance opens a door for reform without mockery. In our homes, we can ask, do we recognize Krishna when he sends an opportunity to give? Do we offer food and kindness with love? Story 31 answers with hungry friends, a first refusal, devoted wives, a meeting, a return, a shared meal, and humble regret that turns toward the Lord.